This is Krista in the Morning Rush Podcast.
I have a problem.
Will I ever know what she went through?
Look at me, son. It's not your fault.
I know.
No, you don't. It's not your fault.
You'd be so proud of him.
All around me are familiar faces.
A smart home is a happy home. Alexa isn't just my invisible helper. She's a part of my family, of my life. She fam. I lean on her for every aspect of my life. Dishes, my beats, even my shopping. She takes care of all of it so I could live the good life. But now it's all gone. It started on a melancholy Saturday morning, cold, wet, all around unpleasant. I just wasn't ready to face the day yet. But then I remembered my new Nespresso had arrived. That revelation was like stepping through the door of Nirvana. I was ready. So with a raspy bellow, I said the magic words, Alexa, make me an espresso. I saw that blue ring swirl around. Where was my cafe-style coffee? My unique blend of beans and caffeine that I require? Then horror seized my heart as in a cold monotone, Alexa responded, I'm sorry, I don't know that. Unlike my Keurig, my Nespresso couldn't connect to my Wi-Fi. I had to make my coffee by hand. What kind of fascism is this?
Aw, poor Shady. Are you gonna cry? You laugh while they scream. It's the electric chair.
Yes, honey, it is time for the electric chair. Once again, always a doozy. Today, the big question will be given to Aaron. He does have the dog collar around his neck as we speak.
Yeah, I'm just getting ready because there's no way I'm going to get your trivia question right. I'm guessing something about the housewives.
No.
Not today?
Not today. You actually
might get this one right. I have confidence in you on this one.
Okay.
Yes, I love it. So once again, the name of the game is I'm going to ask Aaron a trivia question. If he gets it incorrect, he will have to sing a song while having a dog collar around his neck, and then I will zap him.
Although, to be honest, as the one that chooses the song we sing,
yeah,
I kind of want to lose because I love this song.
It is a good song, though. It's one of my favorites as well, so good call. All right, so today it's 90%, by the way.
Oh, yay. I haven't been shocked in 2 weeks, so yeah. Last time I got shocked, it was like at 50%.
Oh, boy.
I was shocked this morning at 90. You're just going to love it.
70 last week was I.
You're going to love it.
Yay.
All right, Aaron, here we go. In honor of tax day, it's time for Name the Tax Scene. So I'm going to play a little scene, and you got to tell me which, what is it from? All right, here you go.
Tax.
Good luck.
Grandma. You didn't pay your taxes?
I would have, but I didn't have any money.
What movie is that from?
Shoot, I'm trying to think. It sounds like a Christmas movie to me. Is Such a Wonderful Life?
That is incorrect.
Dang.
This would be from the great movie Happy Gilmore.
Grandma, you didn't pay your taxes?
Okay, I hear Adam Sandler now.
Now you hear
Adam
Sandler.
But I didn't have any money.
But I didn't have any money.
Oh, see, I was thinking, like the scratchy, it made me think it was a movie from like the 1930s.
Yeah, nope, all good. All right, my man, I'm excited for you because I know you love this song.
I do, in fact.
All right, so very good. So we will get you potted up. And right. We are on Facebook Live, so you can watch Aaron being zapped. Ow! All right, you ready, my man?
Yes, today I'll be singing the beautiful Billy Joel cover, Uptown Girl. Oh, hold up, I gotta get ready for this.
Okay.
gotta get my flannel off to sing Billy Joel.
You don't have any, like, you know, nip piercings or anything like that you need to take out?
You just want to know.
I
All
do,
right,
I just want you to take your shirt off. Here we go.
Uptown Girl.
Woo!
She's been living in her uptown world. I bet she's never had a back street guy. I bet her mama never told her why.
Woo-hoo!
I'm gonna try for an uptown girl. She's been living in her white bread world.
Oh, wow.
There's some white bread for you.
Oh, yeah. Wow, that like stuck to my neck. Like my neck like went like around
oh,
it.
No,
Jesus.
No.
Oh my God.
You all right? Did you hit your knee
Did
on
it get
the...
sucked on your neck?
Yeah. Is that what happened to you too?
Well, no, I felt like it like stretched out my vein. That's how I felt.
Oh
my gosh. Well, Aaron, you did a phenomenal job. I know, that's right.
Oh.
Do you want to continue? Just because I'm in love with an uptown girl.
You will see her in an uptown
Very
world.
Good. Once again, with the electric chair. 90%. Woo! Girl, I know. It's pretty top-notch. There you have it, Aaron. Good for you. It's Krista in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Ow!
You're in her world now.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Brutal honesty.
It's Tough Love with Siri.
It is time for some Tough Love with Siri. This day might be tough enough, especially if you didn't get your taxes done. Shame on you, procrastinators. 3210931. Hit us up on our text line at 30734. We have a Snapchat at Jams931.
You can also hit us up on Twitter at 931Jams, Facebook or Instagram, and Friends with Benefits members. Make sure you check out all those guesses for the secret sound. You can also hit up Siri with your questions at madtownjams.com.
All right, we have a message here off Instagram from our girl Jana. Siri, listen, my husband and I just got back from vacation, and he won't show me the picture he took on his phone. Did he do something? Should I be worried? Oh my gosh, I'm freaking out.
If you're worried he took pictures of hot girls in bikinis or pictures of you naked or whatever, let me put your mind at ease. The reason he won't let you see the pictures is because he did exactly that and now he's trying to be sneaky. It's really not his fault. After all, he's a guy, and therefore is so dumb he can be distracted by a shiny object. Of course, when he sees a girl in a bikini with knockers, that won't stop. He's going to take a picture. A pair of babs flopping around will turn off any guy's higher brain functions. That being said, it's no excuse. Use it to your advantage. Marriage is war and you have the up hand right now. Get him to buy you some bling, or you can use this opportunity to let him know. All you did on your vacation was take pictures of hot guys in tiny shorts with generous bulges. Or is that just me?
What the H-E-double-L hockey sticks is wrong with you guys?
You know what? There's a lot wrong with us. If I can get into the issues that is wrong with us men,
girl,
it would take all morning.
Yes.
So we got a question over here on Facebook from Matthew. It says, Siri, it's about time for me to propose, and I'm thinking about doing it in public.
Oh.
What you think about that, Siri?
Proposing in public might just be the worst idea you've ever had. I mean, I don't know you. I'm just assuming. But don't let me stop you. Go ahead and pop the question in a bar or restaurant. Even have a few drinks first. It's not like you could make it any more awkward as it is. What if she says no? With ingenious. That turns a public proposal into a public breakup in the most awkward moment of your life. And either way, you're going to make all those people super uncomfortable. I think it's really selfish to do that to strangers. I would hate it. Thanks for pulling me into your relationship drama. That's exactly where I want to be when I'm drinking myself into oblivion.
Oh. How
I
nice.
I wonder what Siri drinks. What do you think? What you think Siri's drink is?
Probably just straight up Hennessy. Neat.
Nice glass of neat Hennessy.
Yeah.
I love it.
You?
Henny on everything. So yeah.
Let's go get some. All right, we have a text here from our Friends with Benefits member Hayden. Siri, listen, people suck. All they do is complain on the internet and watch cat videos. I wish everyone would just use their time better. What do you think about that? Ooh, Siri.
If I can't watch cat videos, then what the f*** am I supposed to do with my spare time? Work out, be productive with my time, actually do things? That. I would rather watch those magnificent little bastards make grumpy faces than go outside, especially in this weather. Who are you to say anything about how people spend their time? You took time out of your day to whine at me about how people waste their time. I hope you can appreciate the irony with that. I say there aren't enough cat videos. Everyone with a cat needs to go home right now and make one. I don't care if it's the lowest quality dumb video on the internet. I'll watch your cat happily.
That's so nice.
I know, right? All about the cat videos.
I know.
I've got like 30 or 40 saved in my phone at all times just for rough, you know.
They just
rough,
make you smile.
Rough times, exactly.
Yeah, I love it. I was playing with my cats this morning before work.
Aw,
how
cute.
Just a good time. I just realized how fat my one cat Stinky is. It's my fault. It's my fault that I'm overfeeding her.
Poor kitty.
She's got a large rump. Yes.
Oh, no.
Yep. All right, what else we got, Shady?
So we got a question here on Snapchat from Robin. Says, Siri, I just found out the man that I'm living with is the brother of my old baby daddy. What should I do?
Oh, my.
I'm sorry. I was just checking to see if my name was Maury Povich or Phil McGraw, because that is a seriously messed up situation you are in. Now I try not to judge, but I'm guessing you've made a few wrong turns in your life if this is where you end up. Lying probably isn't an option here. So my advice is to just own it. In fact, you should invite the baby daddy to live with you. That way it's you, your boyfriend, and the father of your child under one roof.
Oh my gosh.
I would totally watch that. Rather than be sad your family secrets are about to come out, be happy your chances of getting your own reality show end up.
talk about a reality show.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
One hell of a reality
show. Oh my gosh. You'd be drinking like 24/7.
Like nonstop.
Yeah. Stress level out of the roof.
1,000.
1,000? Done.
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.